Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The third baseman, Chuck Dressen. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Lucas. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Red Lucas. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote strikes out. There goes English. The throw from Gooch to Ford, and English is out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen takes first base on ball four. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blair scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Swanson moves to third. Dressen moves to second. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get Swanson. Dressen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dressen scores. Kelly scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Ford reaches second base with a double. Allen moves to third. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Blair reaches second base with a double. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Ford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Lucas reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lucas moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dressen takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. English hits a pop-up towards third. Dressen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kelly scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lucas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gooch moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to third for the out. Lucas moves to second. One out. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dressen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lucas moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Lucas scores. Swanson moves to third. Dressen moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Dressen scores. Walker moves to third. It's 6-1, Reds. Ken Penner now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Penner fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Kelly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dressen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. It's 6-2, Reds. Ken Penner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Penner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritz hits a pop-up towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Penner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford misplays the ball. That's an error on Ford. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dressen hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMillan for the out. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Ken Penner. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, English hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lucas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 3 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Heathcote tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Reds. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lucas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.